Princess Diana's favourite spots on the estate she once called home. This was the couple's big engagement photo call, at which I had arrived with only minutes to spare after a frantic highway dash from a long weekend break in Oxfordshire. Carolyn, ahead of me, was already in her place with a small huddle of royal correspondents who worked directly with the royal households on a daily basis. As long-time members of this group, she and I receive intel as we shadow senior members of the British royal family at home and abroad. The privilege of covering the royals so closely is that you're front and centre for those landmark moments in their lives. We were on the steps of the Lindo Wing when George, Charlotte and Louis each were born. It's easy to take for granted these moments, which will one day be part of the history books, but as Harry grinned at Meghan, who held his hand between both of hers, and the cheers of well-wishers gathered in Kensington Garden erupted into a hip hip hooray, even the most hard-nosed reporters there smiled. The feeling of magic in that moment was undeniable. Carolyn and I have closely followed the work of the royal family since long before Meghan joined what is known as the firm. For years, we've travelled with William, Kate and Harry around the world, from Singapore to the Solomon Islands, Lesotho to India, the United States to New Zealand. We shared the same planes and dizzying itineraries as these young royals. I've always likened royal tours to a class field trip or camp because you're cramped together on big buses and clamouring to get the best rooms at the hotel. There's also a sense of camaraderie, not just among the reporters, staff and security guards, but also with the royals themselves. Take the time I lost my passport in Sao Paulo, Brazil. I was frantically searching my bag at the airport when I got a call from one of the palisades. I could hear Harry's distinctive laugh in the background. They had found my passport on the floor. Not wanting to leave me high and dry in Brazil, the prince sent over one of his protection officers, passport in hand, to my terminal so I could get to Chile on time. The next time I saw Harry, however, he forewent my name, instead calling me Passport. As we Brits say, he likes to take the mickey. Being far from the scrutiny and pressures of home was also an opportunity for heart-to-hearts. On that same trip, Harry confessed to me at a small drinks gathering at our hotel that he really wished he were just a normal guy who could pack up and spend a year in Brazil pursuing his own passions. He said that he hated smartphones being constantly thrust in his face, that the thrum of professional camera shutters going off sometimes made him feel physically ill. Carolyn and I always knew Harry dreamed of a life away from palace walls, but while travelling with the prince, particularly in the countryside, we noticed that his wish to be connected to everyday rural life was often accompanied by a sense of sadness. Although an impossibility, he wished to connect with the locals without the fuss his arrival always meant. Then, as now, Harry deeply craves normalcy of the kind his mother, Diana, tried to replicate for him on trips to amusement parks and McDonald's. How funny to know that the favourite part of a Happy Meal for this child, born of unimaginable wealth and privilege, was getting the cheap plastic toy inside. Harry is different from his brother William, who takes after their orderly and pragmatic granny, the Queen. He's emotional and clings to utopian ideals, yet, in his way, admirably so. His desire to live outside of the palace bubble, in everything from being a hugger at official engagements to insisting he serve on the front lines of war as a member of the armed forces, is a positive attribute, even if at times it causes problems for the rest of the royal family. His wholeheartedness allowed him to start a new chapter in royal history when he fell in love with Meghan Markle. Being a mixed-race Brit was one of the reasons that I, like a lot of the younger and more diverse demo the Duke and Duchess of Sussex turned into royal watchers, found the American actress marrying into the House of Windsor so fascinating. Funnily enough, I met Meghan before Harry did. Back in 2015, I chatted with her for the first time at a Fashion Week event in Toronto after she did press interviews on the carpet. No one was more amazed than me when, just a year later, Meg, as her close friends and now husband call her, captured the heart of the most eligible bachelor this side of the pond.